Were there a lot of excursion and showboats?
Oh, worlds of them. Yeah, I wrote a big article on that for one of the papers. All the showboats that used to come up this river, most of them come out of Wheeling, West Virginia. The steamer that pushed the showboat. The first showboat was the Sunny South, and the Cotton Blossom was next. And then ever since Goldenrod, I delivered bills for every one of them, handbills, before they summoned. So I saw every showboat. Didn't cost me nothing. I always got a count besides making a buck for delivering a lot of bills in every saloon and every grocery store ahead of them. And not only that, the bill poster that went all over the state of Illinois, and he had a car on the railroad, like a Pullman car, you know. Only that damn thing was full of paste buckets and everything you could think of. When they had them big billboards all along the road, you know, and used to post them great big bills, the circus coming to town, and the carnival coming to town, and this and that, I always got the handbill job, because he always called on me, because he knew they could depend on me. So I delivered them handbills for every circus and every carnival and every showboat that came to Havana or through Havana. Got a comp for all of them.
Where would the showboats pull up at? Where were they?
The foot of Adams Street. They were the bridge, the old wagon bridge that ran across the river. The old Philip Road is still over there before they built this new bridge. And they all landed at the foot of Adams Street. That was the bridge started across the river, because there was nice stair steps going down to the river that they could get down to the showboat.